Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Sports in the shutdown, the BC versus Army football game will take place at BC this weekend after all, after it was briefly threatened by the shutdown. Never threatened was the first game of the regular season between the Boston Bruins and the Tampa Bay Lightning tonight. The Bruins will be on home ice at the Garden, the scene of their heartbreaking defeat in the Stanley Cup Finals to the Chicago Blackhawks last season. For a preview of the upcoming season, we turn this morning to Only a Game's Bill Littlefield, who starts by looking at whether the Bruins will be motivated by that Game 7 loss.
Well, I certainly think it will motivate them not to give up two goals in 17 seconds again, whether early or late in the season. It's always interesting to speculate on that kind of thing. We have only to look down the street and see the Red Sox, who came from last to first. And I guess they were motivated by finishing last. Maybe the Bruins will be motivated by almost finishing first and almost getting to the finals of the Stanley Cup Game 7.
After the season, the Bruins sent talented but disappointing Tyler Seguin and Rich Peverly to Dallas in exchange for Louis Erickson and a raft of younger players. They also picked up the veteran forward Jerome Iginla. Are the Bruins a better team this year as a result? Are they better than last year?
Well, most of the experts, and I've been doing my homework, believe that they are, that Iginla is a terrific pickup and that Seguin may be somebody who's going to do better somewhere else and just wasn't the answer for the Bruins despite the high hopes that people had when he started out here. This is the kind of thing that you find out as the season goes on, of course, whether they're better for these trades. But a lot of people have characterized these trades as, courageous. I've seen that adjective applied to them. And I think the general consensus is the Bruins will be a better team.
All right. The Bruins recently signed star center Patrice Bergeron and the goaltender Tuukka Rask for two long-term contracts. So they have a solid core for the foreseeable future, which I imagine adds pressure in terms of the expectation that they'll add some cups to their trophy case.
That, obviously, that's the intention, although long-term NHL contracts are a funny thing. They're lovely. They look like, oh, okay, this guy's going to be with us for the next 8 years, 10 years, whatever it might be. Often it doesn't work out that way, of course. Hockey beats people up pretty seriously, and goalies in particular sign long-term contracts and then cross their fingers that they'll still be able to be in the goal as that contract goes along. But Rask certainly had a terrific season last season, and it'll be great to see whether he can duplicate or even be better this time around. He had a wonderful season last year.
Expectations really high for the Bruins this year, then?
Yeah, as they should be for a team that very nearly won it all last year, came within, as you say, just a couple of games of doing that. I think people have every reason to feel optimistic and to have very high expectations for this team.
The Bruins, in context with all the other sports that go on in this town, hockey, of course, was the game in town during the Orr Esposito, Jerry Cheever's era in the early 70s, but they struggled at the gate for decades before their 2011 Stanley Cup win. Is it safe to say that hockey, given the fact that the Red Sox are doing well, that the Patriots seem to always do well, is it safe to say that hockey is back in Boston?
Yeah, I think it is. And it's interesting that you began your description of the good old days of the Bruins with Bobby Orr. There's never going to be another Bobby Orr in terms of one personality in a hockey uniform who so thoroughly captures the imagination and the adoration of this city. At least I don't think there's ever going to be another Bobby Orr in that respect. But this group is, it's a group that's easy to root for. Achara and the aforementioned Rask and some of these other guys, they're easy to root for. They're a personable bunch, and they play hard, and they play Bruins hockey, and I think there will be a real sense that they have re-arrived, as you suggest.
All right. Well, let's hope again they arrive in the Stanley Cup Finals at the end of this season.
And neglect to give up two goals in 17 seconds. They'll be fine if they can just remember not to do that again.
Oh, thanks for reminding us. Bill Littlefield, who hosts Only a Game, heard Saturdays at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. here on WBUR. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you, Bob.